According to the Ministry of Investment, Trade and Industry Malaysia, progress remarkably since the Third Industrial Master Plan, IMP3, between 2006 and 2020. During this period, the manufacturing sector contributed approximately 24% to Malaysia's gross domestic product GDP, demonstrating its significant role in shaping the nation's economy. Hence, right now, we want to look into the journey towards digital transformation, specifically in the manufacturing industry. And right now, ready on the line is Hemanta Banerjee, the Vice President of Public Cloud Data Services and Rackspace. It's fantastic to have you, Hemanta. Hemanta, how is data currently driving innovation in the manufacturing industry? Let's start with Malaysia first.
Sure. So, I mean, in today's connected, so like you rightly said, manufacturing contributes roughly 24% of Malaysia's GDP. So driving innovation within that sector is really critical to ensure that Malaysia continues to grow in the new connected world. So in today's connected world, organizations are really dependent on partners across the supply chain to drive efficiency. And you can achieve this only by capturing the signals that are getting generated across the supply chain, and then using that to drive innovations, drive efficiency, in the products and services that you provide. There are lots of examples that I could take. For example, sensor data from your machines and devices can be used to drive predictive maintenance and quality control. Customer data from online platforms such as Shopee and social media can enable you to deliver personalized products and services. Of course, Malaysia is at the forefront of these initiatives. We have been studying industry forward, which is helping to fund the upskilling and implementation of outcome-based solutions within the manufacturing sector, drive innovations, drive labor productivity, and I think initiatives like that will really help to achieve the fourth industrial revolution by year 2030, as envisioned by the government of Malaysia.
Definitely, this is to increase efficiency. And how many companies are leveraging on technologies like IoT, automations, machine learning, and even AI for data-driven innovation in manufacturing?
Yeah. So in order for you to be competitive in the global marketplace, manufacturers need to embrace digital transformation and need to embrace technologies like IoT, machine learning, AI, digitization, and so on. What this allows you to do is it allows you to eliminate kind of manual activities that a lot of organizations perform today. It allows manufacturers to collect, analyze, and act on data from various sources, such as their machines, customers, social media, in almost real time. And by using these innovations, manufacturers can improve their productivity, quality, efficiency, and customer satisfaction. So it really touches all aspects of the business. So they can use it to drive efficiency in their back office. They can also use it to create new products, services, and business models to meet the changing needs of the customers in this millennium.
With every innovation comes also with, we can say, opportunities, but also followed by challenges. What are the challenges and concerns related to data manufacturing, including issues like data residency and centralization versus decentralization?
Yeah, so I think some of these challenges Malaysian government has already recognized, and it's part of the Industry Forward program in place. So there are kind of three major challenges that we foresee as service provider on public cloud working with a lot of manufacturing organizations in Malaysia. The first and most important is talent shortage. So how do we make sure that we have the right set of skilled resources within the country to ensure that we can not only take the first step in digital transformation, but we can continue to evolve, extend, and keep up to speed with what else is happening in the industry. So spending resources to ensure that we have the right training for the citizens of Malaysia to make them digitally aware and is really critical. The second is cost of implementation. A lot of organizations have to choose between automation, digitization versus running their business. Helping them kind of get over the initial hump by providing funding, I think will really help organizations to embrace digitization and to start to see the gains that they can achieve from doing automation. And lastly, most important, I think, is the infrastructure, right? Ensuring that it is secured, ensuring that the national interests of Malaysia are followed, ensure that all the data processing capabilities can be leveraged in a cost-effective and secure kind of manner is super critical.
And that are the challenges that we must address critically and urgently. And how about the strategies being employed to break down data silos and optimize data usage for innovation in manufacturing?
A large number of organizations that we work with are following some very basic strategies to make sure they're ahead of the curve in terms of meeting these challenges. The first is, use reliable infrastructure to deploy these applications. So use the right, there's a lot of innovation happening on public cloud, whether it's AWS or Azure or Google Cloud. So use the right cloud infrastructure, which provides scalable processing capabilities and allowing you to share data across locations, across regions, across the entire supply chain with your partners. Use technologies that allow you to embed these innovations within your business processes, as opposed to being in silos. So that ensures that you're getting adoption across your entire organization. And lastly, think of security as a day one concern. Ensure that you're thinking about protecting your data right from day one, as opposed to something that you add on at a later point once the application is running. These three kind of working together ensures that your innovation or your digitization strategy is scalable and you can continue to invest in it over the years.
And these are the things that we must identify. And how about the policies? Are current policies support the transform of this ecosystem?
Yeah, we see a number of good goals set in the industry forward. I think continuing to expand on those policies will really help make the digitization and the automation of the manufacturing sector in Malaysia sustainable. There are a couple of simple things that we discussed. What we would hope happens is allocate more resources to help businesses achieve resilience through the use of cloud and data across the sector. You can achieve that by funding outcome-driven projects to drive digitalization and automation of business processes and to drive innovation. In addition, upskilling of workforce right from schools and universities, as well as upskilling of lateral workforce to ensure that these changes are ingrained within the organization and helps not only the organizations but also helps the citizens of Malaysia. And our hope is that we continue to see ourselves as a partner to help Malaysian organizations achieve the digital transformation goal.
Basically, all the aspects that you have just touched, from the factors of the challenges and the solutions, in the upcoming Belanja 1 2024 that will be tabled and presented this incoming Friday, what is your hope, your budget wish list when it comes to the upcoming budget?
Yeah, so I'm hoping that there are specific announcements against funding initiatives for the manufacturing sector to help them leverage cloud and AI technologies for both driving efficiencies in their organization as well as to help them drive innovations in their products and services that they deliver to their customers. And any announcements around enabling of the workforce, especially the lateral workforce in organizations, and helping them become data and AI aware, would also be something that we are looking forward to.
All right. Definitely, as we delve deeper into the journey towards a digital transformation in the manufacturing industry, I want to say thank you very much for this interesting share. I want to say thank you to Hemanta Banerjee, the Vice President of Public Cloud Data Services at Rackspace. And stay tuned as Niagawani will be taking a short break and return with my colleague Najib Arul, who will be discussing further into the aging society. What are benefits and how can we understand the silver economy moving forward? And we'll be taking a short break and we'll be right back.